Everybody, welcome to Money and Change right here on the Trim Radio Network. And you can watch us live every Sunday night except concert nights. I still have four concerts I have to play, and that's always on a Sunday, and we will let you know when we have instant replays, actually replays, better known as encore editions. Yeah. Well, it's concert season, and I'm committed to four more concerts, and that's the way it goes. But anyhow, welcome to Money and Change right here on the Trim Radio Network, and we've got a lot to go over tonight. But before we do, we have a disclaimer we have to read. The information contained in this presented material is from the posting of news agencies on the internet and are not necessarily the views or opinions of the owners of the program. Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice, and you should always do your own research and consult with professionals. We are not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in the broadcast. And now that that's over, we don't have to read it again, do we? Okay. Wow. I've got a bunch of shout-outs that I always do at the beginning of the show because I don't like to do them at the end because these guys are pretty important. Big shout-out to the Trim Radio Network for carrying the show, and we've done the show here on the Trim Radio Network for a few years, and before that, we were on another network, and we did that show for probably 10 years or more. Anyhow, a big shout-out to the Trim Radio Network for carrying the show, and all of the hosts and everything. It's all a bunch of good people, and we like to get the information out to you, and we cut the bull, and we serve the truth, okay? So that's what we have there. A big shout out to the University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu. It's located in Findlay, Ohio. It's a Division II NCAA school, and it's a very good educational institution. Well, I shouldn't say institution. It's a good university, trust me. You can get a bachelor's, a master's, or a doctoral degree from the University of Findlay. Very good facilities, very good professors, and they will be merging with Bluffton University, and actually Bluffton University will be merging with the University of Findlay this fall. And Bluffton University is located about 20 miles south of the University of Findlay in Bluffton, Ohio, and students from both campuses will be able to take different degree studies or whatever from each campus. And it'll be interesting. Bluffton University is an NCAA Division III school. It's a smaller school. And the University of Findlay is an NCAA II, which is a little bit larger. The University of Findlay has three campuses in Findlay, Ohio. We have the equestrian campus, and that's equestrian studies and pre-veterinary. And then we also have the main campus, and they have a whole host of different courses you can take there. Whether or not it's education, whether it's business, sciences, theology. Yeah, it's there. And a whole host of other classes. Trust me, the coursework there is pretty substantial. Also, you can go to the Hazardous Materials Campus, which is one of a few campuses like that in the United States. That's the University of Findlay at www.findlay. Beautiful campus, nice town. It's an all-American type town. You love it. I know I went there and I really enjoyed the University of Findlay. Also, check out Rusty Duck's custom pens and blanks. Phil over at Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks does excellent work. He does custom pens and other work, but he does a lot of the design work and the manufacturing of the pens and pen blanks. And if you have a design that you want to have him work on and turn into a beautiful presentation pen, I don't care if you have a business and you want to impress your best salespeople or your clients, or you have a college or university and you want to basically promote the university, or you just have even a high school, even a grade school, even other types of businesses, check them out. Phil over at Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks, R-U-S-T-Y-D-U-K, apostrophe S, Custom Pens and Blanks. Both Michael and I have purchased our pens from Phil. And a beautiful job. Michael has a pen that is a Cobra pen that he had designed and submitted to Phil, and it was beautiful. And it had to do with a custom Cobra car that he was building. Also, if you're into the Second Amendment pens, Phil has a couple that are just beautiful. And he just does an excellent job. So you want to check out Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. Also, check out Money and Change every Sunday at 7 p.m. And like I said, the only time that I'm not broadcasting live will be when I'm at a concert, doing a concert, and I still have four to go. So anyhow, that's what's going on. But we're every Sunday at 7 p.m. Also, check out My World every Wednesday with Live, Laugh, and Whatever. And that's at 8 p.m. on Wednesdays. This last Wednesday, I did a tribute to Gary Burbank, who was a radio talk show host, and he was fantastic. He's since retired, and just a fantastic guy. And I had some of his skits on the show, and it was a fun show to do. And I may do some other excerpts because I've met Gary Burbank before. And I've listened to him. He was the number one drive time guy in Cincinnati, Ohio. And WLW 700 AM was listened to by a lot of people in many states. So they got to know Gary Burbank. And he was funny. He really was. A big shout out to Brad and Krista at the Big Family Homestead in Wisconsin. And also Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King. And they're down in Wiggins, Mississippi. And boy, they have been getting the rain like crazy this last week. And he talks about a lot of different things. One thing he will be doing is Porch Time, and that will come out either Monday or on Tuesday. And he talks about a lot of different things. It's just not farming. It's not growing crops or developing land or anything like that. He talks about the economy and he does a very good job at it. Daniel Wanda King. Also, check out Southern Prepper One, Dave Kobler, and he's also on YouTube, and you have to check him out. He's a very good guy. I've known him for probably 15 years. Super guy, a very intelligent person, talks a lot about either prepping or the economy. He likes to talk about the economy too, almost like I do. And then we have Prepper Princess. Hey, I posted some stuff, and we'll go over that in a minute about Prepper Princess. And she's out in California. And she's a self-made millionaire. And then also we have David Gilmore with LDS Prepper. And Dave talks about not only growing crops or buildings or, you know, whatever. The big thing that he got me into was communication. And I've told people before, and I will do it again, This is a GMRS radio, and basically for $35, you can get a license from the FCC without taking a test, and under the right provisions and so forth, conditions too, you can talk quite a distance with these things. This radio, which is an ocean radio, is, I got this in a couple years ago. This, I can talk 35 miles away to Dayton, Ohio, to a repeater, which gets me out up to about 90 miles. In some cases, I can go farther than that, depending on the repeaters I can link into. Okay. So it's a good little radio, and anybody in the family can use it. That's the key. With that one license for $35, and that's good for 10 years, you can actually use these radios to communicate with your family. And you can communicate with these in an emergency. So I just don't have one. I have several. The reason being is if an emergency takes place and I have to get them to a relative or a friend to communicate on, and they have a GRS license, if it's a friend, if it's family, they don't. They can do so, okay? And that's just one thing to consider, a GMRS radio license and a GMRS radio. I believe I got this from buytwowayradios.com. You can get them a lot of different places. You just don't have to go what I recommend, okay? But it's a good radio. It really is. And you can get weather reports and you can listen to music on it if you want. Or you can talk to your friends. It's a good deal. GMRS radios. This one is an Ocean 935G Plus. So you can check that one out. Okay, we'll put that one away. And we also have, besides Prepper Princess, we have one other person, which is new. The Max. M-A-C apostrophe S. And I've listened to these guys a couple of times, and I want to tell you something. He's very good at what he talks about. He's very factual. And I really like the guy. I've listened to two of his videos, and I really, really like what he says. Also, Appalachia's Homestead with Patara. She was on today. And she was talking about what's going on in the world and what's going on in the economy. And you better start preparing. And that's the same thing that the Macs are talking about. Always prepare for the unknown because things could get nasty. And as far as the economic weather, I'm thinking maybe 2025, things might get really nasty. And some people are saying you should have 2 years of food on hand. Well, nobody has that. But if you were getting ready for a calamity, let's say you got laid off at your job. The economy's not that good. You get laid off at your job. What do you have to do? If you had been preparing all along, you could feed your family because you have a stockpile of food, maybe for 2-3 months, maybe for a half a year, maybe for a year. If you've been doing it long enough to prepare. And last week I talked about Keystone Meats, and one of my, I won't say subscriber, but listeners, said that they have used Keystone Meats for a long time, and it's excellent. The meats are excellent. I'm getting tongue-tied here when I think about Keystone Meats. You can get them at Walmart or other stores, and they're good for a minimum of 5 years. Or longer because they're canned. As long as the seal on the can is not broken or the can is not dented, they're in very good shape. And if they bulge, get rid of them. But I'll tell you what, Keystone Meats, you can get them in pork, chicken, turkey, ground beef, and also regular beef. Okay? And they're good. They are very, very good. I know when I had my turn to cook at Lodge Night, which wasn't all that frequent, but I did. I always helped out. We had beef and noodles. And you just go ahead and cook up your noodles, open up a can of the Keystone beef, put it in, heat it up. I like to add a little bit of a beef broth to it. cook it up and serve it. And it was great. Right out of that can, I have just heated up Keystone Meats. But you start prepping. You do this over a period of time. You just don't rush out and spend $1,000 for food. You go out and you buy things, 5 cans here, 5 cans there. And it's affordable. You can do that. And if you lose your job, you have food. At least you'll be able to eat. And that's the important thing. Wow, so much to consider here. And a lot of stuff going on. And if you're not prepping, you should be. You know, noodles and macaroni, lasagna, spaghetti, goes a long time. It'll store. And you with Keystone Meats or other goods, vegetables and things, fantastic. But if you're out of work, and you don't have that, the social agencies are not going to help that long. And if everybody's out of work, nothing's going to help. Do you have a garden? If you do, then start adding to it. Grow as much as you can. Be reliant on yourself. Don't get food that has been contaminated with all kinds of pesticides and chemicals. The best thing is organic food. And there's a lot of stuff that we can talk about on Money and Change. And we have a lot of fun doing it and presenting the material because guess what? If I didn't do it and you didn't hear it and people get in trouble, then what's my purpose here? Basically helping everybody out. Well, people always say, well, gee whiz, what all goes on at Trim Radio Network? A lot. Believe it or not, we have a lot of stuff, but how do we stay on the air? We do that by people who purchase products from our shop, okay? Shop the show and station merchandise or buy it, like Michael says, buy the merch. And it's open 24/7. You can do credit card or PayPal. And all the money that comes in from buying the merch, like cups and water bottles and hoodies and shirts and so forth, all of that goes into the station to pay for airtime. I donate the money for our BMI license, which we have to have for our music. And then the money that comes into the station from the merchandise goes directly into paying for airtime. And none of us get paid. None of us really want to get paid. We're out there to help everybody. And we do that on Trim Radio Network. And that's what we like to do. Some of the shows that we've got, gee whiz, we've got Adventure Awaits Around the Bend. We've got Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck. We've got Life Walk with Christ God with Michael Bejas. We've got, of course, Money and Change every Sunday at 7 p.m. We've got Take Point 22 with Michael Bejas. We have Slobberknocker, that's a tongue twister, Slobberknocker Talk and Offsides during football season. We have Vicki Smith or Victoria Smith at the Natural Marketer Podcast. And she tells you how to do marketing. And excellent. Also, we have My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever every Wednesday at 7. We have the Positude Podcast has just been added. We also have Rascala's Red Pill Reality Show. Do you want to take the red pill or do you want to take the blue pill? And I always tell Rascala, I want to take the green pill, and he hasn't produced it yet. I don't even know if it exists. Well, yeah, it does. Some of my medications are green. Oh, well. Anyhow, guys. Check us out on the Trim Radio Network. We cut the bull and serve the truth. That's trimradio.com. You can listen now. You can partner with us. You can support the station. And we have a list of shows that are out there. And if you want to do your own show, guess what? Contact us. Down on the right-hand side, you will see a button. You click on that button and you can talk to us. Send us an email message with your email address or a text message with your email address. We'll get right back to you and tell you how you can be a part of Trim Radio. Okay? Wow, what's out there? Gee whiz, I've got a lot of people that I got to say hi to. We've got Dave. Big shout out to Dave, Kathy. We've got a big shout out to Jerry. And we've got, of course, Roger and Pam and Jennifer and Irma. Yeah, Irma's out there. Sarah and Fred and Tommy. And, oh, gee whiz, we've got Jeff. We've got, oh, Michael Bejas. I think I know that guy. And Cassandra. We've got Mark. We've got Gabrielle and Patty, among others. If you want to join us, get into our Facebook page. It's called Money and Change / Financially Prepped. Ask to join. It's free. And I'll be notified and I can go ahead and admit you into the group. Okay? And we have more than just the people I've just mentioned. We have a lot more people listening to the show. And where are they from? Some are from Myanmar. Some are from India. Some are from South Africa. Some are from Europe. Some are from Canada. Some are from the United States. But I haven't gotten anybody from Iceland yet. I don't even speak Icelandic, but they speak better English, I think, than I do. Okay? But if you want to join, it's free to join. And what do we post? I mean, I just posted something today that I just heard from the Max. And it's buy these this week, stockpile before it's banned. You might want to listen to that one. And of course, tonight we're talking a little bit about inflation. And also I posted the food inflation in the United States, 1968 to 2024. And there's a calculator there. You can click on that, which we will do. And you'll see what the inflation is. Inflation calculator is available there, and we also have other calculators of the dollar value from 1913 to 2024. That's another type of calculator. I also posted something for Appalachia's homestead, which was Patara, and she lives down around Knoxville, Tennessee, and she does a couple of videos a week, and this one was, are you ready for this? What's going on? You have to listen to it. She's very factual. She knows what's going on. Also, Prepper Princess, it's a post this week. She says, something doesn't feel right prepping for worst case scenario in 2025. She's out to 2025 so far. A lot of people are saying 2024. She's looking at 2025 because the economy could really be bad by then. But we don't know. It could be. And being prepared is being prepared. It's when you're not prepared that you're in trouble. I also posted another one. Now, the music just stopped. Japan banking giant Nurenchukin to liquidate $63 billion in treasuries and European bonds to plug their massive debt. Yeah, they're selling things off. China was selling things off. Now Japan is. Wow. How many banks do we have here in the United States that are supposedly in trouble? The last count that I heard was 63. 63 in billion in treasuries in Japan and 63 banks here. Is there a correlation there? I don't know, but you would definitely want to check this article from Zero Hedge, okay? Then there was another one on don't pay 11 fake fees. And don't pay them in 2024 at new or used car dealerships. And that's something to check into because the price of cars are going higher and higher and higher. And then they bring in some really cheap imports. Okay, there was another one I posted. Never pay cash at car dealerships. Never pay cash at car dealerships. You might want to follow that one. And then there was another one that was posted. Hundreds more banks risk failing this summer. Nothing was fixed, warns top economist. Mm-hmm. Peter St. Onge. Now, I'll tell you what. He's saying 282 banks. That's probably across the world, not just the United States. From what I heard, there were like 63 banks that were in trouble, and the Fed's not telling us which ones are in trouble. That's scary. I mean, if we knew that the bank was in trouble, would we want to keep our money there? I know if I thought mine was in trouble, I would move it to another bank. I just don't bank at one bank. You know, I basically bank at four. Not that I have a lot of money in any one of the four. But if I need to, I can move money to where it's safer. And that's the way I like to do things. So check us out on Money and Change / Financially Prepped. Okay. Hey, how about food inflation? You know, you go to the grocery store and the cost of goods go up. I remember when Keystone Meats, and this was the large can, was around $5.80 some cents a can. That's up to $9 and something a can for a large can. Wow. The price has gone up. Well, what's cost more is the feed for the meat, the cost of the cans, the processing, and everything. The prices are going up and up and up. It's not only here, but it's in other countries as well. I mean, even some of the Russians are complaining about inflation. And the cost of goods there are a lot higher. And we're going to experience that here. Actually, inflation is worldwide. There was an article that came out, the U.S. inflation calculator. Remember I talked about the calculator? Well, the food inflation in the United States from 1968 to 2024, the average price of food in the U.S. increased 2.1% in the 12 months added or that ended May after an annual increase of 2.2% in April, according to the latest inflation data published June 12, 2024. And that was done by the U.S. Labor Department Bureau of Labor Statistics, or better known as the BLS. And in inflation, all items were like 3.3%. Food was 2.1%. Energy was 3.7%. And core inflation, all items minus the food and energy, is 3.4%. Now, during the summer, what do we have? We have food that is growing in the ground. And food prices will come down a bit for seasonal food. If it's going to be canned, it may go up. You want to check that out. Energy prices are going up. Hey, this last week, how hot did it get in your area? I know here in Western Ohio, it was 100 degrees the other day on one side of the house. The other side was 101. Now, how do we get that 1 degree temperature difference? It's a placement of the thermometers, right? But think of that, 100 degrees. This is way early. We wouldn't normally get this type of a temperature rise until probably mid to end of July. It's already up to 100 degrees. And we've had storms, and now we've gone through basically a week to 2 weeks of dry. And can you imagine watering the lawn and the cost of utilities have gone sky high because of that? And you have to water your crops if you're growing things outside. You have to water the plants around the house. You know, at one point I was thinking about actually putting artificial plants out instead of, you know, flowers and shrubs. Put all artificial out. You don't have to water them. They just sit there and look good, even in the winter. you'll have flowers and plants. Something to think about. Of course, that's expensive too. But inflation is going up and up and up. And one thing in the report, it said food is a major component with the Bureau of Labor Statistics Consumer Price Index. And this inflation category is divided into two small groups, food at home index and the food away from home index. How many of you eat out every night? If you're a single person, do you really want to cook? Do you really want to cook for just one? Or do you want to go out maybe a couple times a week, three times a week, four times a week? And do you go out to expensive places or cheaper places? I know when I go out for lunch, and I'll have lunch with friends, and we'll be just shooting the breeze or cutting the bull, and we'll be talking about different things. And it's socialization hour. And then after that, it's back to the old humdrum. Basically, I'm doing research for both of my radio shows. Or I'm involved in other social activities. And I'm actually busier now than when I was retired. And when I was retired, I was in charge of half the state for a division of state government. That kept me busy, always on the road. Now I'm just basically in meetings and doing radio podcasts. It's still interesting stuff, and I enjoy what I do. But anyhow, you know, we take a look at this eating out all the time, and it keeps getting more expensive. You know, you want to go out for a Sunday dinner, and you want to have something decent. The bill tonight was like $37 for two people, and that's including the tip. And where did I go? I went to Cracker Barrel. I didn't have a big fancy meal, and it was still $37. Well, to be accurate, $37.01. But that's what it was for two people. And the food was good. And I got to see some other people that I know. But here we are. That's done. And I have another luncheon meeting tomorrow, which will be, frankly, it's only going to be for me and another friend, but we're paying separately. So it'll probably cost me about $12 for lunch. Maximum. That's drinking whatever it is for lunch. But we end up going out to eat probably 4 days a week. And I know I could save a lot more money by eating in. But it gets difficult sometimes. You get the same boring type of food. And some people like to eat out, okay? And every month inflation goes, and it fluctuates, but you have meats and poultry and fish and eggs and cereal and bakery products, dairy, beverage, and various fruits and vegetables. And there are a lot of different things on the charts. Now, I posted that. And food, when you go out, is 2.1% inflation. Food at home, it's 1%. Cereals and bakery products, it's 0.7%. Meats, poultry, fish, and eggs, 2.4%. Dairy and related products, it went down 1%. Fruits and vegetables went up about 0.6%. Non-alcoholic beverages and beverage materials is 1.3% increase. Other foods at home, 1% increase. Foods away from home, whoa. Foods away from home. Inflation went up 4%. Now, a lot of people, when they go out and they get something to drink anymore, it's usually like iced tea or water, you know, when you or soda pop. But when you take a look at it, you're talking basically $2.49 for iced tea, when a bag of tea if done right, can produce probably 4 or 5 glasses of tea with one bag. That's one of those food service things that you always learn, something to remember. Well, hey, how much money should you keep in your checking account? According to Yahoo Finance, they say you'll want to, at least enough to cover your monthly bills, but it's also possible to have too much money sitting in your checking account. And that's a question everybody likely wonders, from the billionaire to the person living paycheck to paycheck. How many of you live paycheck to paycheck? How many of you have Social Security? Yeah, life is tough, especially now. I guess it's called Bidenomics. But anyhow, if you're a billionaire, deciding what to keep in your checking account is more of a fun academic exercise. And if you're constantly struggling with cash flow, it's far more important and non-frivolous questions. What do you spend your money on? And according to the Federal Reserve Board 2022 Survey of Consumer Finances, and that was released back in October 2023, the median household checking account balance was $2,800. Now, with that said, there's no hard and fast rule on how much money you should keep in your checking account. And so, you know, if you're trying to decide on a dollar amount, don't pay attention to what other households are doing. Instead, pay attention to your own pile of bills. I mean, how many bills do you have? Really, make a list of them. If I make a list of mine, gee, what do I have? I have utility bills. I have electric. I have gas. Those are all separated out. I've got internet, which, thanks to Spectrum, they raised it again, another $10. And now I'm thinking of just streaming and just getting the internet, and to heck with the TV shows. I would be able to save $100 a month. And I think I'm going to be doing that very shortly, because they raised it another $10. And I get my phone, I get my internet, and I get the TV part. I can put up an antenna for $50, and I can pick up enough stations around, probably from here to Cincinnati, from here to in Indiana, or over as far as Columbus, or up to maybe even Toledo. Makes me happy. And I don't pay out a lot of money. So beware. Spectrum, things are going to change. They have to. You're going to charge yourself out of business. If you watch your money and you have a budget, how many of you have a budget and you live by that budget? How much have you taken, save 20% of your budget every month for a savings account? How many of you do a little prepping? You know, how many of you actually go out and you buy 5 extra cans of food here and there? Every week, religiously. So at the end of the week, you have 20 cans of food. Or end of the month, rather, you have 20 cans of food. And whether or not it's Keystone Meats or whatever. You're out there prepping. You're building up. You're watching your money. You know, people say, well, I have house payments. Okay. How big is your house payment? Well, I'm paying on 30 years, and I have a $300,000 house. Oh. And how long have you been paying? Well, I'm going to get a second mortgage because I can't afford the first one. Oh, then what are you going to pay? Well, we don't do much around here. I mean, we even watch Netflix, and I think we'll get rid of Netflix. We have to economize here. I have to have some place to live. Well, why did you get a $300,000 house? Well, it's nice to have 6 bedrooms. It's nice to have a full basement and a three-car garage and try to keep up with the Joneses and make sure you have a really nice yard outside and it's a really nice place and yeah, it's worth the sacrifice. Okay, that's fine. But are you digging yourself a hole? I had a neighbor that went into a second mortgage situation. And she had to combine two other mortgages and consolidate into one. The bank just foreclosed. They said, that's it. And she was barely getting by. No matter how she tried, she couldn't get ahead. She couldn't make all the payments. It's because, well, stupid things happen. And then you got to pay the piper or the bank. But you have extra places to put your money, high yield savings accounts, certificate of deposits, CDs. And you can get about 5% on a CD, maybe 5.5% if you let the bank keep it for 5.5 years, thereabout. Or money market accounts, things like that. Or you can put it in different investments. But you have to learn to budget your money wisely. That's the key. I don't have a mortgage anymore on the house. It's paid off. It's been paid off for, 10 years? 12 years? I don't have a payment on the car. I bought it with cash. What do you do? Well, I got my GMRS radio. I got another computer. I can do different things, but I don't go out and spend a lot of money all the time. I still have money in the savings account. My credit card is always paid off. And that's how you build things up. So, you know, how much you want to keep in your savings account, enough to pay your bills and enough to keep your bills paid for maybe a couple of months in advance. So if things get tough, at least you know everything's paid 2 months in advance or 3 months in advance. At least you have that capability, okay? So something to consider. You can check that out on Yahoo Finance. Have you ever used your ATM card? You know, the bank gives you an ATM card, and sometimes they're debit cards. And the bank pushes using a debit card all the time. I don't like debit cards. Matter of fact, when I talked to my banker, I said, look, I said, what I need... And she was a real sweetheart. She still is. I don't want a debit card. She says, well, the bank has debit cards. I said, look, you've got to have some other cards available. And she says, well, we do. And since you're a real bud, these are some of the last. And she pulled out another card for an ATM machine. And I have limited withdrawals on that. If I lose it, I get another card. But if they are out of those cards, I have to go to a debit card. Now, when you go to use your card, do you check to see if there's a skimmer? Now, the local bank that I have put in all new ATMs. And it's very, very difficult to put a skimming machine in there. So when you put your card in, it takes the card, you pull it out, and you can put it back in your wallet and then go ahead and do your business. And it's very difficult to put a skimmer in there to read your card. Now, if you go to, let's just say, a gas station, and you can pay at the pump, do you check those? Does the company that has the gas station, do they check them? Does the county auditor check them? You have to be careful for skimmers. Now, I know in Dayton, Ohio, I believe it was this spring and again last fall, they had a problem with people having their cards skimmed at gas stations. I won't mention the gas station involved, but the skimmers were there. And eventually they caught the skimmers, and they could take care of business from there, I'll put it that way. But you have to make sure that your card goes in, and when you take it out, it comes out, and that the entrance where that card goes in does not vibrate or make other sounds and stuff. And you look at it, and if it looks like it's been messed with, pried or whatever, then don't use it. And with the new machines that they've got at the banks that I use, I don't have that problem with that machine that I know of. And, you know, there's a hack for everything. And just beware of the ATM skimmers if you're using a bank card or a credit card, because you can be hacked. And by the time you find out, the person could be long gone and your account could be a lot lower. Okay? Did you know that it's time to worry about climate costs to the household budget? There was a thing that was published that said home insurance rose 7.9% for the 12-month period ending in May. And they said inflation is abating, and many economists think prices for most things will settle back into normal ranges within a year or so. And the America's 86 million homeowners face a new form of sticker shock, likely to get worse, not better. It won't get better. Rising insurance costs largely caused by climate change. And Americans who live in well-known hurricane, tornado, flood, and wildfire zones have long borne the risk of natural disasters. But severe weather risk and the associated cost is now spreading to parts of the country that have never had to deal with them before. Why? Because the insurance company will spread around the cost for the insurance and the cost of risk. Now, I know friends of mine in Florida pay a pretty good penny for flood insurance, especially the ones that are living on the coast. And if you're in a hurricane-prone area, yeah, you're going to have a hefty insurance bill. Luckily, I don't have that here living in Ohio. Luckily, we haven't had a lot of bad weather. We've had tornadoes and things, but it's always gone around the area where I live. We've never actually had one hit the town where I'm at, because the Indians, a long time ago, built the town between two rivers. And for some reason, tornadoes go around. I mean, I've had tornadoes come within 5 miles, but then they mysteriously go around. I'll take it. And I haven't had a lot of significant damage at all. While people either to the north or the south of me have. So it's something to consider. The cost of insurance is going to go up. The more the insurance companies lose money, they have to pay it out, then your rates are going to go up. How many people have had a catastrophe hit their house and their insurance rates have been dropped? Or at least they increase them for the next 6 months to the next year. And then they may say, well, if you have one more occurrence, we're going to drop you. Yeah, it happens. I worry about that with my insurance company. Luckily, I haven't had anything at all go wrong with my property. Knock on wood. No, actually, it's Formica. But it's all due to risk, and you're going to pay more. And they're going to spread that cost around. I don't know how the actuarialists do it at the insurance companies, but they have to figure the percentage of loss for each type of facility, house, whatever. And they know the numbers. We don't. We just have to pay. And so you're going to have to shop around on insurance, okay? Social Security 2025 cost of living adjustment, which is a cola. How many of you have colas? Not a Pepsi, not a Coke, not a Sprite. It's a cola, cost of living adjustment. It's on track to do something that it hasn't happened in 28 years, according to Sean Williams of The Motley Fool. And he said that in May, 51 million retired worker beneficiaries took home an average Social Security check totaling $1,916.63, which works out to $23,000 on an annualized basis. While this might not sound like a game-changing amount of money, the average retiree would struggle mightily without their guaranteed money monthly benefit. And so after the last 23 years, National Pollster Gallup, you know, the Gallup poll, has surveyed retirees to gauge their reliance on Social Security income. And between 80% and 90% of respondents have consistently leaned on their payout as a major or minor income source. In other words, a majority of retired workers might not be able to cover their expenses if Social Security didn't exist. Social Security, for some, is a mild, I'll call it a crutch. If it didn't exist, then a lot of people would be hurting. Now, having worked in the private sector and the public sector, then my Social Security would have been a lot more. But since I worked for government, then they said, well, you're not going to get as much in Social Security. So instead of $980 a month, like I was told I would get, I only get $250 a month. Am I being scammed? Probably, because I earned that. But do we actually get the money that we pay into? Some get more, some get less. And sometimes they call Social Security a scam. Think about it. My mouth is so dry, I have to get to the Berkey filtered water. It takes out all the fluoride out of the water, which is really great, and all the chlorine and all that kind of good stuff. It was a good investment 10 years ago. It's still a good investment. Anyhow, the cola is the mechanism that accounts for inflation. So if you were put together a basket of the goods and services seniors regularly buy, and the price to purchase these collective goods and services increases, the benefit should ideally rise by a commensurate amount to ensure no loss of purchasing power. Okay, cola is the tool that determines how much benefits should increase from one year to another. And in the past 35 years, following the mailing of the first Social Security retired worker benefit, and that was in, I think, January 1940, the cost of living adjustments were dispersed at an arbitrary basis by special sessions of Congress, and not a single cola occurred into the entirety of the 1940s, and only about 11 total adjustments were made prior to 1975. And then 75, the Consumer Price Index for urban wage earners and clerical workers, or the CPI-W, became the annual inflationary measure, okay? Are we going to have a cola? Is Social Security going to be around? Well, if you read that article, you'd understand what's going to happen. You can get that on Yahoo. The U.S. national debt is $34,847,247,000,000 and climbing. That's about $103,427 per citizen and a debt per taxpayer of $266,952. makes you wonder if everybody's paying their taxes. Somebody said, here it is. Ronald Reagan once said, we don't have inflation because the people are living too well. We have inflation because the government is living too well. What do you think about that? You know, the government is out there printing money all the time, spending more than they earn. And that's causing inflation. The government is so far in debt, it's pathetic. And all they do is print money. They give money away to other countries. Take care of business here first. Anything left over, and it's for a good humanitarian cause, that's fine. That's my opinion. I don't know, because I'm not you. I don't know what your opinion is. But I say take care of things at home. And the reason why you do that is because we pay taxes to be spent here for good roads, sewers, and electrical grid, and so forth. We don't have that. And that's what's scary. Okay, that is real scary. So I don't know what to tell you. Just pay down your debt, put some money aside, buy some long-term food, be able to, I want to say preserve water, but you know what I mean. And store it. Make sure you have the right clothes for the season. Make sure that you have extra batteries on hand. Make sure your fans work. Make sure you have enough gasoline. Put some stable, S-T-A-B-I-L, in the gasoline if you're going to store it for a long period of time, and store it in the proper container and away from your house. Make sure you have the proper medications that you need. Make sure you have a good first aid kit. I think he's talking about prepping. Yeah, in a way. Make sure that you are prepared for downturns in the economy. It's going to happen. It's bound to happen. We've got too much inflation going on. We've got tons of taxes that we have to pay out. We're not really getting any benefit back from those taxes, as far as I can say. And if we are getting benefits back, we're not getting that much benefit because they're giving it all away to other things. So you have to prepare. Learn to live on less. Learn to live on less. That's the key. If you don't need Netflix, then don't get it. Don't go out to eat five nights a week. Only maybe once, twice, three times a week. Or if you want to stay in and eat all the time, that's fine too. But you have to watch how you're doing your money for your economy. Okay? Well, guys, that's about all I've got right now. We'll have more in Money and Change next Sunday at 7 o'clock. Check out My World this coming Wednesday at 8 o'clock p.m. And we'll be talking about a lot of different people and doing a lot of different things. But, guys, that's all I have for this week. Have a good week. Prepare like you've never prepared before. Make sure that you're living beneath your means. Save up your money. Things are going to get a lot worse. And with that, guys, that's all I've got. So have a good week. We'll talk to you later. See ya. And take the cash back. Just give me six strings. And a half step. And you can keep the cars. Leave me the garage. And all I need are keys and guitars. And it's within 30 seconds I'm leaving to Mars. Yeah, we leaving and crawl. Who's undefeatable? Ours. It's like this, man. You can't put a price on a life. Nah. We do this for the love. So we fight and sacrifice every night. So we ain't gonna stumble and fall. Never. Nah. Waiting to see us in the sign of defeat.